We have Simon, Chof Dalet, Im Ein Adam Loivish Talis Bas Alba Knofes. The person is not wearing a talis that has four corners on it. Ein Echayiv Betzitzis. So he's not Chayiv Betzitzis. V'toiv, so he's not Chayiv. But, V'toiv V'nochem, but it is preferable, Liyeh's kol odom zoyer lilboish talis kotum kolayoy. That means even though if he's not wearing it, there's no chiyuv, but it would be preferable that a person should wear a talis kotum kolayoy. He should wear a talis kotum the whole day, kedei sheyitzker ha-mitzvah b'chol rega, that he should remember the mitzvah b'chol rega. Now, the lotion of the Mishneh Berurah, Yisker HaMitzvah, the lotion of Mechabash, Yisker HaMitzvah, is very unclear. The tour, and before we had Kadesh, Yisker HaMitzvahs, I mean, the Maila of wearing a talus cotton, the Maila of Sitzes are, Rishmois is chartam as kol mitzvahis Hashem. So the lotion is unclear. Kadesh yisker, that means the maila, you should wear a talus cotton the whole day. Kadesh yisker ha mitzvahis b'chol rege. You should remember all the mitzvahs. Ba'al kain, and since that is the tachlis of mitzvah sitzes, to remember the mitzvahs, Balkein yesh boi chamisha ksharim. So each of the tzitzis has five ksharim, keneged chamisha chumshei Torah. So through that he remembers kol mitzvahs Hashem, chamisha chumshei Torah. Va'arba knofayim, and it has four corners, shebechol tzad sheyifne, every side he'll turn, yisker. So he has here the five ksharim which remind him of Hamisha Chumshei Torah. V'nochein l'lov shay al hamabushim. It would be preferable to wear the talis cotton al hamabushim. And that the Mechaber said before also al hamabushim and he brought that down, the minig Arizal is tachas hamabushim, and that seems out the minig of the Mishneh Berurah also. Lepochais, now he says, but, so here we're saying, v'toiv v'nochein, it is good, and it is proper, that a person should wear talus cotton the whole day. They should remember all the mitzvahs. Lepochais, but the minimum requirement, or the minimum hishtadlus should be, yizor she lovush tzitzis bishas atfilin. Again, the lotion is unclear, but I think he means to say, if one, the stay v'nochem to wear talus cotton the whole day, kolayek. But lepoches, if one is not up to that, so he should be nizer, she lovish talis bishas atfilah. The vote is in tzitzis, the vote is a talis, that one should wear a talis by the davening. And it would seem like that. The tool says, she gnayu letfilah beloy ituf. So ituf l'chayza means an ituf of a talis godul. The Darkei Moshe Simen Ches also, it seems he's speaking about, there's an Inyan of a Talis Kotman, then there's an Inyan of a Talis Godel Bishas Tfilah. And the Goyim brings down the Zohar HaKodesh. Also, that seems to say that there's an Inyan of a Talis Godel Bishas Tfilah. So Al Kaponim, that's the three Inyonim, what the Mechaber is telling us in this seif. Number one, may Iker Hadin, there is no chiyuv to wear tzitzis if he doesn't have a beged of dalet knafis, but there's a toiv v'nochein to wear a talus cotton the whole day. Liskers kol mitzvahs Hashem. And al kaponim b'shas ledavnim l'cheilun shel wear talis kodol. Kedei sheyizkoyo dugma ledovo kodom hamazel l'chaveir elin yen echot shekoyshe keshe beizurei kedei sheyizkerenu. So here he is on the beged. There's kosher, the tzitzis, which are maskil, the person, about the mitzvah Hashem. Allah ma'bushim, ayin lalsim in ches, mishtabruh ma'shakosav nusham, that Arizal wore underneath the begodim, and the Berlocha also says Arminig was to wear underneath the begodim. Bishas atfile ukriyishma. Beisa bezoya parsha shalach lecha da kere krishma belitzitzis is made eide sheker ba'atzmoi. That means if he's not wearing tzitzis, so to here it says shekere parsha tzitzis ve'enai mekayem hakro. That means the posik is being moide dos reisa moishis chaltam skomitzvus Hashem, and he is not doing this, so it seems it's a pagam to the Krishna if he's not wearing tzitzis. It's not achiyah, because that's a mitzvah of tzitzis, is only when he wears davar tznafis, but it's after a pagam. No, but the talus cotton they're wearing. So for this is enough the talus cotton. The yikar the talus godel is for the tefillah mistame. There's no mile of a talus godel for Krishna. Yikar the talus godel. I mean, very interesting. I mean, the Darkei Moshe and the two speak when they say itos, they speak about tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah just brought in Krishna over here, which is the Mechaber didn't speak about Krishna at all. The Chabad only spoke about tefillah. So he sticks in, there's a need of Krishna also to wear tzitzis. That means if you're not being Mekayim, what he said before, to wear talus cotton the whole day, al kaponim, you should wear b'shas Krishna. That's what he's saying over here. Yeah. Fine. Kosev ha-chayodam, le'toiv oisim ha-main ha-om. That means people who go on a journey, so they don't take with them a talus godel, and they daven Shmein Esrei without a talus godel. Number one. That's one thing. That alone is loitoiv, because it's proper, you should wear a talus godel by tefillah. Number two, val piroi va talus godel mi osik edin. Number two, many times the talus cotton does not have the proper shear, the proper halacha. So normally you make a baruch and the talus godel and you part of the talus cotton. But if you didn't take along your talus godel, so you have a talus cotton, and it's not too clear if you could make a brach on this talus cotton. If you don't bring on your talus cotton. The gamo yoshin by balayla. People sleep in the talus cotton that night, so in the morning you can't make a brach according to other shittas. If yodak sushayim is chay balayla, it wasn't a hefsik. Bailo besimachev siftesayim b'mishna b'lura. So kaponim, he is saying that he is saying three reasons when one goes on a journey he should bring along his talus godel. Number one, he should daven with the talus godel. Number two and three, that he should make sure that he'll have a talus godel to part of the tzitzis of the talus cotton, because it is for, there are a multitude of reasons not to wear a broch, not to make a broch on the talus cotton. Sieve base. Mitzvah leches hatzitzis biyad smolitz, keneged liboy bishas krishma. It is a mitzvah to hold the tzitzis in the left hand, keneged libei b'shas krishme, remez ledova v'hoyu hadvorim ha'ila shanechim mitzabcha ha'yim al levovecho. So that's a remez. It's a mitzvah. Now, let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. B'yad Smolis. Kosav b'kisvei Arizal she'yoychezayim b'pein k'mitze l'zeres. That the tzitzis, so either poshet, we're talking about either the front two tzitzis or four tzitzis, we're talking about b'shas krishme, she'yoychezayim b'pein k'mitze l'zeres. So the poshet pshat is that the zeres is the pinky, the kmitza is the finger next to the pinky. He should hold them main kmitza lezeres. But the Piskei Tshuvos brings down in Ois 33, and this siman, he brings down a marshal, a marshal in Yam Shel Shloime. The marshal says, La'achar shemeniach atzitzis ben k'mitza lezeres, the tzitzis are ben k'mitza lezeres, yisavaveim kamo k'riches al etzpa ha'k'mitza. He should now wind around the tzitzis al etzpa ha'k'mitza. That's what the mashal says. But we don't appreciate anything yet, but this is what the mashal says. But he ends off by saying, "V'soydai amuk v'soyd Hashem l'reyav." So al kaponim, if we don't understand it, that's no kashya. V'soyd Hashem l'reyav, one has to fall into this category. V'soyd Hashem l'reyav. Al kaponim, there is an inyan. That's how the tzitzis should be held keneged haleit. So this is what. This is the proper way to hold the tzitzis, b'shas krishme. No, the whole part, the whole krishme. Maybe he started before, b'abba kamfei sa'oretz. The others say, by Abba Rabbi, he started to taking the tzitzis already. We'll see, there's 2 days, if only the front two tzitzis or all four tzitzis. But kaponim, the tzitzis that we are saying krishme should be ben k'mitza lezeres, and one should be kairach, the tzitzis, around the k'mitza. Fine. That is, now, she'echim ben k'mitza lezeres, u'she'egiyah leparshis tzitzis, so that's by the first two parshis, she'egiyah leparshis tzitzis, yikochim gan b'yad yamin. Now we should hold the tzitzis b'yad yamin, so he's not should hold the soul, it's still koruch on the k'mitza, but he should not. Before it was just, that was the only way he was holding it. Now he holds it b'yad yamin, in his right hand, v'yabit b'hem, he should look at them, but if I say now the third parsha, so he should hold it this way from the beginning of Parshas Tzitzis to V'yatzi V'nochem V'kai V'yoshe V'namonim Nechmodim La'ad. Then V'oz Yinashe K'tzitzis V'yisirei Miyodei. So that is the proper way to hold the Tzitzis. We're talking about Pekrishme. Alev Avecha V'alev hu b'smoil. So that's why you take your left hand. Because even though you're a lefty, but you take the hand that's closest to the lathe, and therefore you hold it in your left hand, pein tzeres l'kmitze. Now, the Dirshu means that a meredikazach, which we wouldn't call him of such a thing, that Ramoshe in the Tshuva writes, Din ze sheish leches es ha-tzitzis bizman krishma G'day li'istakel olehom. So Ramosha wrote Shehu min ha-Torah. This is, it's min ha-Torah, because in Shulchan Aruch we had before, we didn't appreciate it perhaps, it says, and we had before in Simin Yuzayin Siv Gimel, Shekotna ha-Yedeya li'satek, Choyva l'chantche b'tzitzis b'shash, she'yedeh leches ez ha-tzitzis b'zman krishme. So what we're seeing, we're talking about the chinuch of mitzvah tzitzis of a cotton. So the chinuch is when he knows by himself to hold the tzitzis are two in the front, two in the back, and he knows to hold the tzitzis b'shas krishma. And others say, well, that fool doesn't know how to learn krishma, when they say krishma, hold the tzitzis there. So kaponim, so Ramoshabai says, that is the tzura of mitzvah tzitzis. He wants to say it's a deraisa. Now let's go further. And it says further, U'mitzvizu matzil ha'oda minachet. And this mitzvah is matzil minachet. D'chsiv lo'yisosuru achei levavchem, l'mantizkiru v'yisem kedoshim. So this is the school of this mitzvah. Va'av d'chol sham mitzvahs ein behem zois asgula la'tziloi mi'yetzer hara. Tzitzis all this, tzitzis as this gewalde gemayle, chadi'isa bu'udah de menoches ma'isa bo'ud amecha, there was a person that was about to be boil azoyne, and then the tzitzis epis was wearing tzitzis, and that held them back from doing this chet. This is the koyach of tzitzis. Perhaps let us just deviate for 3 minutes. The Radal and the Medrash and the Charedim. The Radal says, he taken to Azayir HaKadosh. Zayir HaKodesh, the Zayir HaKodesh, it seems the Zayir HaKodesh learned Re'isam Oysoi, Lashon Yishochid, going on the Chut Shal Tcheilas. Isam Oysoi, the Ramban also says this, it's going on the Chut Shal Tcheilas. And he brings a Zayir HaKodesh. The Zayir HaKodesh says as follows, that the color of Tcheilas, if a person has a dream and he sees any color in his dream, it's a good simen. But if he sees the color of Tcheles in his dream, that's a bad dream. And the Zayir HaKadosh explains, because there's a mokim l'mayla, there's a mokim ha-mishpat. And that mokim has a gavon of Tcheles. That means, if you see this color, it's not a good sign. That's the mokim ha-mishpat l'mayla. Then the Zayir HaKadosh says, a marshal. There was a father and a son. And the father wanted his son to act properly, and the son was a son. He had perhaps different intentions. But the father was holding a whip in his hand, and the son saw the whip. So the intentions of the son changed tremendously when he was standing in front of his father, and he realized the price that he'll have to pay if he'll do what he wants to do. So he was a good boy because of the whip. That means, so the whip was manic, the boy, that he should do the right thing. So that held him back, that restrained him from doing wrong. So the Zayir HaKadosh says that the chutzal tcheles is equivalent to a whip. Kozman the chomi bro ritzua da'abe, Kozman, the son sees the whip of his father, he'll act properly. That's something else. That was something. He was talking about, he's saying, the whip of the father. He's going to hit him. He sees it. Yeah. So kaponim. So the Zayir HaKadosh says, "Ureisa moisoi going to the hutas chal to b'moisa sura chel levavchem b'cheinich." That'll take care of you. Number one, the charedim the Haredim says all the chutei hatzitzis are doime to ritzuis, ritzuis shal mishpat, and he says ureisem oisai is oisies uyereisem oisai. There should be a fear. Let's speak about yiras ha'inish. The Baal HaTurim says you have eight chutim. So the Baal HaTurim says the eight chutim design bedurish al gehenim, and one is the mamuna, the chutz al tcheilus is the mamuna and the gehenim. So it would seem that the kavone of the chutei hatzitzis or the chutz al tcheilus was to be me'oyre the person yesh din b'yesh dayim. That is the mechuvan of the mitzvah tzitzis, and that is v'lo yisasugu. That means if a person will just get this into his mind, that just let's say one more thing. There's Abachonon explains v'lo yisasugach elevavchem chazal seizu minus. That's apikosis. The Oma Novo believe by Einelikim. So Rabbi Chanan is Ma'ira. Minus is not totally in the lathe. Minus is totally in the mind. He figured out how the world was created. It was a big bang. He's a mean about Kaponim. What does it have to do with the lathe? So Rabbi Chanan explains that a person without being Ilui, just living in this world and seeing the tremendous chokhmah in the Bria, the tremendous siddur in the Bria, one has to see that there was a boire. The Chaim HaSavovus brings a marshal, someone Reuven showed Shimon a Megillah. Beautiful Megillah, mamish takim, mamish beautiful. Shimon asked to Reuven, tell me, who wrote this Megillah? He says, I'll tell you the truth. No, he just built the bottle of a bink and we got this Megillah. So Shimon says, please. He says, I'm telling you. He says, you're a liar. Now, how does he know he's a liar? Because it's an impossibility. How could such a Mesudadikim Megillah come out from spilling a bottle of ink? So he says, if you look at the Bria Sa'odam, you look at the Bria, the Chochmah, the Bria Sa'odam, the Sa'odam, the Chochmah, everything is so Mesudadik, so Mechuvendik, the whole Bria, so, it happened by itself, with a big bang. So the Chavis Abov says, it doesn't make sense. Now there's a klal that the rotzain is mashpia on the seichel. That means the hashayichet ma'averein echacham. If a person doesn't want to see the truth, he can pray by himself not to see the truth. Well, fine, the rotzain will get out of it. So that's so meanness is the lathe, not the mayach. If you're using your head a minute, you won't be a mean. I'm a noble believer, ain't a likim. That's so the tachlis of the tzitzis is like sesuche levavchem. Don't go after your tzitzis, and that one can accomplish to the riyah of tzitzis, because that's you see the midas adin in front of you. Yeshdin v'yeshdayim yireisam oisim, and that will bring a person to his senses. Siv gimel doivli stakel b'tzitzis b'shas atifik shemavorech. When a person, it's preferable a person to look at the tzitzis b'shah satifik shemavorech, shem arisen oisiz chautem, riyah maybe they schir, schir maybe they maise. So here the Piskei Tshuva says, this is very unclear. So he says, listakel b'tzitzis b'shah shemisatef means before you make the itof. B'shah satifik, it's not so convenient, but before make the ear to be the master the tzitzis, the basic the tzitzis, then look at the tzitzis of Mekayim this, and then make the ear to. Sif Dalet. Yesh noigim lihistakel vatzitzis kshimagiyim uriyisin oisoi. Others look at the tzitzis when they're saying the parasha of Krishma uriyisim oisoi. Velitein oisam al reinayim. And they put them Aleinayim, uminig yofehu, it's a good minig, v'chibov mitzvah, And it's a chibub of the mitzvah. You put them on your eyes. Hagal noigim ktas lanashi katsisis b'shar shereba b'kel hu chibub mitzvah. Al einayim nimso b'shem akadmoinim shekol amavir tzitzis al einov kshekere pashis tzitzis yei muftach shaloi yove lidei simui anayim. That if one puts the tzitzis over his eyes, when he says, "Risa Moisa is a chartem is komitzvah Hashem," so it's a segula that he won't get blind. Now, there's chilukei deis if you wear glasses, if you have to lift up your glasses, you can put them over the glasses. No, mommy's putting them over. Well, yeah, okay, yeah. If you wear the glasses, you can look what's in the glasses also. Well, there's a reason why, so you put it, and then the thing stops you right. For a second. Ma'avir tzitzis al einov. Now, asume yesh lo leches a tzitzis biyodi b'shaz krishma p'shemem arisam oisoy. So he should, kimen sheyeshne b'ri yaitzo l'acherem. A very interesting thing. So the assume should not put it over his eyes because that is like a chuchetlu, he can't see. But al kaponim, the first thing, he should hold the tzitzis b'shas krishma k'neged aleiv, and other people will see it. And others, the Pesach Shuvah brings that. Someone else will look at my tzitzis and also have an effect on him. Recently, he says, Zacharta. Now, Agav Uche, the Dirshu brings down a Meire de Gezach. There is, we don't have this in the Mechabe, but there's a Shittes HaPoiskim, the Smak, the Charedim, and other Poiskim, the Piskechu brings down other, that when a person looks at the Tzitzis, whenever he's Mekayim, a Mitzvahs Esem min HaTayre, or Isam Oiso is Chartam is Komitzvah is Hashem. It's a mitzvah de Reis, he's Mekayim. Whenever he looks at the tzitzis. So Al Kaponim, here the Mechaba doesn't bring this down. We say the Sherish Avoy, the Agoyni brings Al Kaponim. This is a very Choshevi Yediyah. And the Chofetz Chaim says when a person is in the Soyin of Kas or other things, it's a very big school to look at the tzitzis then. Okay. Let us go a little further. Kshemistakul b'tzitzis, mistakul b'shtei tzitziyesh shalafonov. So the Mechaba holds, you look at the front two tzitzis, but he's talking about Fulham and Krishma. You only look at the front two tzitzis, and the Pesach Shuvah brings down the Mekabolim, say, b'keraftonim alkeinu, the Kabbalim say the Abakafi Saoret, they say that one should take all four tzitzis. One should take all four tzitzis. What? I think so. That's a minute. Now the we is very the Chazanish took two tzitzis. The Stipler took four tzitzis. Al Kabbalim, we're in between. Whatever, there's two men hugging. But Kabbalah, the Shulchan Aruch, it seems he took the first, the front two tzitzis. Okay.
Maybe I'll only Bishani
and Bar. Here we're talking about.
We spoke about it?
Yeah, we heard that before, but we, by the making of the tzitzis, we're going to speak about it a little bit more now. Tisakel betzitzis misakel b'shnei tzitzi yishalafona. Sheyesh bohem. Now here he says asara ksharim. So he's talking about the two tzitzis in front. Asara ksharim. Remez lahavayis. So this is a simen. The asara ksharim is a simen to asara havayis. So we don't know exactly what this means. So let's see the Mishnah Berura. We won't get too smart on the Mishnah Berura. Perish l'sfirois. Shehem kshurim bachudim zebozeb. Now, so let us try a little to understand akaponim, the words we say. In Siddur Mosik Midrash, he brings down in the beginning a maima hazoya posach elio. Now, on posach elio, we'll just read some words and say the pirish that the Mosik Midrash says. It, there it says, Antu dafekis eser tikunin, but Elio Anobi said, and the Rabbi Shalom was mamshich 10 tikunim, the karinin lahoin, and we call them eser sefirim. We call them eser sefirim. Okay. So the Mosik Midrash explains the Taitches, the Zohar, as follows. Ato hu sheheitzeiso asore netzolim anikroim tikunim ki bohem yesh tikun vikiyum lechol ho'ilomois v'yodom misnagim kol ho'ilomois bekoyach hamatsu hamizkale besoichom v'onu koyram oisom tikunim esel sefirois Miloshen Sapir, Shiloshen Ha'ore, Shaydei Ain't Saif Meir Lechol Eilomis. Now, just a little to understand what we're speaking about. We're speaking about the Rabbeinu Shalom was Boirei Eilomis. Now, before the Brias Eilomis, before there was any Bria, the Mesh was a Melech. Leis Nasa Bechevzei Kael Azai Melech Shemai Nikra. After the whole Bria, we call him a Melech, but he became a Melech. He always was a Melech. Al Koponim, but there was a Bria, the Rabbein Shalom, there was a man before the Bria, and there was man after the Bria. Now, The Bria brought about different Eilomis, Eilom HaTzilis, Eilom HaYetzira, Eilom HaBria, Eilom HaBria, Eilom HaYetzira, and Eilom HaSia. These are four Eilomis which were Nivro B'Shas the Bria. So now, Al Kaponim, in Zohar HaKodesh, it says that in the Ascholas Abriya, or the Tikkun in Kiyam Kol Eilomos, there are 10 Tikkunim, which we call 10 Sapirim, and the Oir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Mekayim, all the Eilomos, and is Meir, and all the Eilomos comes through these 10 Sapirim. So these are the 10 spheres which are Mekayim, the whole Bria, and that is our Koponim, what we should know when we're wearing the tzitzis, so we should know our Koponim, that the Chomish Kshorim goes on Chomish Torah, but now from the front two tzitzis, we have 10 Kshorim, and 10 Kshorim so we should remember there's 10 Sphiris, that the whole Olam is Niskayim through these 10 spheres. That's what we should know. That's what we look at. Agavuche, we won't understand too much, but the Rikanti says, on Pasha Shalach, he says, a person has 10 fingers and 10 toes. And each one is Meramez on the 10 spheres. And that's why we have 10 chutim in the front, we have 10 chutim in the back. It's all 10 kshorim, I'm sorry, 10 kshorim in the front. The 10 kshorim in the front is meramez on the 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The kshorim. Not the units, the kshorim, the nuts. The nuts. 5 knots, so together you have 10 knots in the front, you have 10 knots in the back, so each one is meramez on the 10 spheres, in the front and in the back, so the Rikanti says, very interesting, we never ever thought, Mr. Thomas, why there are 5 fingers and 5 toes. Gosh, if I'm ice. No. Maybe the Rikanti could do that, by us it's not. We'd be better off with stockings. Al Kaponim, al kaponim, the fingers we have. Aber al kaponim, it's meiradik, al kaponim, this is connected the 10 spheres. Now, remez lavayis, v'gam yesh bahem tezayin chutim v'asore kshorim. Now we have 10 kshorim and 16 chutim, again in the front. The machaba is going in the front. Oilech avob, b'shem avayim. So this is like the shem avayim. Sivvo, godoil, oine shem avatul mitzvah sitzis, volov nemav leches bekan feyoretz no hobi. The pasuk says he has no chibul. He has no chibul to the shayrish. And when azoy b'mitzvah sitzis, oiche v'roi p'nei shchina. Azoy b'mitzvah sitzis, zokta, Mishnabru, mitzvah lasis, talis, noe, v'tzitzis, noe. Now, I'd just like to say, perhaps for 1 minute, talis, noe, this is telling us something. That means we, let us just say one thing. Bizman Chazal, we learned yesterday, all their begodim were dalet knofes. They were all knuffers there. Everything was with knuffers. They didn't have our begodim. And all the begodim were dalet knuffers. So they had a jacket and a shirt. Whatever they had, everything was dalet knuffers. Now, so I'll say, oh, yeah, a jacket and a shirt. You have to buy a nice jacket, a nice shirt. Sekeli van veyu, talis noe. I don't think so. Is the talis no over here is the talis shel mitzvah, the talis shel tefillah. There's a meridik in Maral and Guralye. The Maral says in Guralye, Rashi brings down that since Shem was misamitz lechaseis elvas noyach, he was zeiche le talis shel mitzvah. Yefes was not so misamit zeche to tachichem. So the Zalman Torah says that he did it half-heartedly. He did it at that mitzvah. He did it without heart. So he zeche to tachichem. So he'll be dead. He'll get tachichem. But Hashem was misamit with the lachasveis with a similar. So Hashem was zeche to atala shel mitzvah. There's atala shel mitzvah. Later it says that Avraham Avinu said, Michut atzroich now. So, as I'll bring them from the chut, he was echad the chut shal tcheles. Atzroich now, the ratzui shal chalitze. Abu is echad to it. So the Maral explains that there's two different things. The mitzvah of tzitzis was echad from the chut, what Avraham Avinu said. But the talah shal mitzvah was echad from Shem. The concept of a talah shal mitzvah. That's why we hear a concept. You shouldn't be mevazah the talis. You shouldn't take off the tzitzis from the talis. We hear that b'sagant. There's a talis. And a talis shel mitzvah, there's a din zekeli van veyu. You should make sure it's a nice talis. Zekeli van veyu. Tov under b'mitzvahs. Avol osa lirkem psukim shel toire b'talis. But don't write any psukim. Don't embroider on the talis. Psukim shel toire. And b'kol mokim inkvah nirkem mutal levoi cholok. So here it's speaking about two things. One should not embroider on the talis a confident name or think it beautifies the talis. Maybe it does. But al kaponim, one should not do this because since meikiradin, one can take a talis into a base akisha and a base amelchit, So the hiddur is don't write it on the talus. Mapa means that you put, let's say, the bime. So there, this chash is not applicable. So take on a mapa, write it, says that there is Hashem Tamima, does. So there is a different problem. One should not start writing psukim. This chash is not applicable. Let us just start Sifei, Simen Chafei, Acher Shalovish Talis Metsuyitz, if he puts on a talis, Yaniach Tfilin, Shamalim Bakaydish. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Achash, I don't know, Achash Elovish, Vafilo Metalis, Eine Chayev, Elamid Arabonam, Kedoin Shula, Achash Loishim, Yoyim, Echanal, Besim, Yedal, Vachok, Yagavne, so even though the Talis is at Arabonam, Tam Ken Yishlahak, Dilla Tfilim, Yaniach Tfilim. For me, she knew that my sagas look nice to you for tefillin. A person can't afford both. Yechi achoinim, the tefillin koidmim. Even though in the Seder al-Avishya we say malim bekoidish, but that one should, he's going midalga ledalga, the person is going from tzitzi shal mitzvah to tefillin shal kedusha. But if he only has money for one, he should purchase tefillin. Ki tzitzi shal rak mitzvah, em yesh leitala shal beknofis. In the Mechuyev Lachzer al Apsochim Tzelik Noisim. He does not have to Lachzer al Apsochim to go collect money to for Tzelim. And Tzitzis, Avo Mish Yodim Aseges, but if he could afford it, Achsoimach al Mashe Sheru Meacherem, Ache Sheyotzu Bem, Kosa Babach, the On Shegot. That means, why should I invest in Tzelim? I'll Tzelim I can get, I'll go to Shul, I have someone that I can borrow his Tzelim. So that's Onshe Godol Miyoid, and there are many reasons why this is a wrong atogia. One reason is because you can go to shul, you wait till you borrow from someone, so you'll miss, you won't link Krishna with Tfilin, or you won't daven with Tfilin, you won't say Tfilin B'tzibu. And then the Sharet Zion says another reason, that if you borrow Tfilin from someone, so it's very difficult to match your head with his head. So come out, you'll borrow a tefillin, so either they'll be too big, so they'll be hanging down over here on your forehead, or they'll be too small, and there's no, so you weren't mahadik it, so it's not mahadik to your head. It's felt the pshaltam, it has to be kosher to the head. So my mele, so therefore, and a person, he says, either he'll be lazy to change the kasher, you have to know, to change the kasher, you have to make L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, or the Chavah's mark, but I'm glad you changed the kasher, what's relating, say goodbye, child, and I have to go and make the kasher for myself. Or, so I'll kapon him, that's why this is not an hoge hagune. Okay. It died. I don't know, maybe it didn't die. Chesed. Yeah. The Sphiris? The Kmitze. The Chesed of the Kmitze. That I don't know. Did it...